Yeah, I think, Catherine, as everyone can see, over the last few days, it's been highlighted in the national papers, it's been highlighted on national TV, and I think it's got to a point now where the government must stand up. They must. I would be calling on the government to reconvene and have an emergency housing committee meeting urgently on this. I think the time for talking is over. I think we need to see action, and we need to see action very, very shortly. The people of Inishowen and the people of Donegal have just about had enough of the waffling and the can kicking down the road over the last 2 or 3 years. And we've got to the point now where there must be action, and there must be action very, very, very shortly, because people are at their wits' end, living in houses, coming into another winter, not knowing what the weather's going to be like. And I think that's it's unfair. It's unfair on families. It's unfair on children. I think we've got to the point now where the government must act, and must act very, very quickly.
Now, the last good few responses from the government have been that they're waiting on various recommendations from that expert panel report. What will it take, do you think, for that response to change?
Yeah, well, I mean, we met last December and we were waiting on recommendations from the expert panel. That was kicked back to March, to April, to May, to June. We're now into September. We're still getting the same waffle from the government in relation to this. I think the time has come. There's a budget coming up now in the next couple of weeks where the governments will be putting their figures together for the budget in October, November time. And I think there's no doubt that the redress, this issue has to be and must be part of the budget for 2018-2019. And unless it is, they are just, feeding us porky pies, because this has to be part of the government, has to be part, sorry, of the budget this year. And it needs to be done immediately because, as I say, people in Inishowen, people in Donegal, families have just had enough. And you can, by reading the articles, by visiting people in their homes, by talking to people that's affected, and everywhere we go, we have houses affected. Everywhere I go in North Inishowen, I don't have to leave my own townland. I can go in any direction, and there's vast amounts of houses sitting with serious, serious issues. And that's unfair. It's unfair in families. It's unfair in children. And it has to be dealt with, and dealt with now.